This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City artist Jason Needham paints outside, concentrating on unruly natural places in the Midwest. And lately, it's earned him some national attention. KCUR's Julie Denishay reports.
The sun is beginning to peek over the trees at Kessler Park in Kansas City's historic Northeast. Jason Needham is here, unpacking brushes and paints and setting up his easel.
I have painted with this easel, plein air, but only in my yard. This is the first time I've gone out into the wilderness with this thing.
Needham's chosen to paint a stand of cottonwoods just off the pavement. It's a wild tangle of vines, all in different shades of green.
My goal today is just really to kind of get a basic structure. You know, I don't expect that I can finish this, and of course I'll come back tomorrow and see how far I can get.
Needham likes to paint untamed places.
If you were to really just try to hike into that landscape, it would be rough going, for sure.
Needham has been able to spend a lot more time painting outside this year, thanks to a prestigious grant from the Pollock Krasner Foundation. The foundation is named for abstract expressionist painters Lee Krasner and Jackson Pollock. It's been funding artists since 1985. 8 years ago, Needham was a busy stay-at-home dad with his daughter Jocelyn. His painting style was influenced by cartoons and comic books, but it was hard to find time to paint in the studio between naps and feedings, so Needham started to step outside his back door to paint quick outdoor scenes. It changed both the way he painted and how he saw the world around him.
The freshness, the spontaneity, the challenge of being out there, I mean, all of those things just reinvigorated, I felt like, my whole practice.
One painting led to another, and by 2017, he had enough work for a show at Bunker Center for the Arts. His paintings caught the eye of one influential viewer.
I was immediately drawn to those paintings, and the longer I spent with them, the more enamored I became.
Bruce Hartman is executive director and chief curator of the Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art at Johnson County Community College.
You are just enveloped. You're immersed in all of the vegetation that's there, vines and trees and the undergrowth and everything. And I think he does such a brilliant job of capturing that.
Hartman says Needham's overgrown landscapes are unconventional. In a good way.
It's not a classic vista. It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not even the Flint Hills in that regard, which are so picturesque. But it's, you know, right here in the neighborhood, essentially. And he's able to transform that.
I think that's part of what artists do, is they make us pay attention to things that we take for granted.
That's artist Larry Thomas. He's a retired fine arts professor at Johnson County Community College. Thomas has been following Needham's career ever since they met in an Artist Inc. workshop in 2009. Thomas says that Needham infuses his canvases with the color he sees.
There's green, and then there's so many varieties of green. When you really are observant and you start looking, you'll begin to see all those different varieties of tone, lightness and darkness, saturation. And so he's pushing that.
And Needham has been pushing himself this year. Back in Kessler Park, the sun's blazing overhead.
I try not to get too excited or too down, because I've had that experience where it's like, oh, this is terrible. Then 3 days later, I come across it unexpectedly in the studio. I'm like, wait a minute, what did I think was so wrong with that? And then other times you're like, I'm the greatest painter ever. This is awesome.
Needham stands back to gauge his progress. The painting is beginning to come together, and he's pleased for now. He'll be back when the sun comes up tomorrow. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denishay.
A new show of paintings by Jason Needham opens tonight at Bunker Center for the Arts in the East Crossroads. You'll find more information and photos at kcur.org.